Hey there, I'm Carlos Machado, and welcome to Sentinel Watch, where we look at life through a spiritual lens. Now, if you're a regular listener of Sentinel Watch, you already know what we do, but you may not know how we do it. And that's what we're here to tell you today on this behind-the-scenes edition of Sentinel Watch. With me is our production team. We'll start with Amy Richman, our executive producer. Amy is a Christian Science practitioner and a teacher of Christian Science. Amy, welcome to Sentinel Watch.
Thanks, Carlos. Nice to be here.
And we have Sophie Ungerleiter, who's our associate producer. Sophie, welcome.
Thanks, Carlos.
And our production assistant is Natasha Telsho. Natasha, welcome to Sentinel Watch.
Thanks, Carlos. It's great to be here.
Great to have you all. And I think I'm going to start with Amy. We have some pressing questions that have come in from our audience through the years, through the months. And Amy, a lot of people write in questions. Does anybody actually go through those questions and read them and answer them?
Well, I read every single one that comes in via the survey. And that survey is found on the Sentinel Watch page of every single episode. And I read all of those, and I know you read them, Carlos, and so does Sophie. So yes, we do read them. We take notice of them. We are responsive when we can be. And sometimes we incorporate suggestions into our programs.
And do we answer those questions that come in?
Well, I would love to answer all of them, but sometimes people don't give us their contact information. And that can be a little frustrating because I'll have a really quick, easy response to share, and I can't do it because people haven't given me their email address. So if you have a question and you want an answer, please give us your email address and we'll write you right back.
There you are. If you want to hear back from Amy, make sure to leave your contact information. But Amy, there's one question that comes in a lot, and I feel like we can answer it here on air for everybody. People want transcripts of our shows.
That's right, they do. And we do not offer them on our website. But if you have access to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can find a transcript right there. Now, the thing about the transcripts is that they're only up there for a limited amount of time. Unlike our website, where if you subscribe, you have access to the entire archive of our Sentinel Watch programs. But on Apple and Spotify, you can go there and read a transcript.
That's wonderful. I'm going to shift over to Sophie here. Sophie, while we're talking about Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I know sometimes people want an easier way to share these podcasts, maybe with those who just want to listen on their phone or something like that. Have you ever used these podcast platforms for Sentinel Watch?
I absolutely utilize the Apple Podcasts and the Spotify functions. I think that when sharing a podcast with someone, especially for the first time, it's a very accessible way to do it because the episodes that we have available on Apple and Spotify are free for anyone. And you can send them easily. And if you want to find them, you can either navigate to the Apple Podcast app or Spotify. And then you can just do a general search for Sentinel Watch. And you can see the most recent episodes that we have along with a transcript so that if you want to read along while you are listening, you have that capability. But I will say that because these transcripts are not created by us, not everything is 100% accurate. So take it with a grain of salt, but just make sure that you're also listening along because they might mess up a few things.
Yeah, they're definitely a great tool. And if you're not familiar with these platforms, we have links to our Apple Podcasts page and our Spotify page on the Sentinel Watch page. So next time you're there, give those a click and you'll want to maybe familiarize yourself with them. Now, Sophie, you mentioned that only the latest episodes are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. What about people who want to find older shows? We get some questions about that sometimes.
Yeah, it's great. If you are a JSH subscriber, then you can navigate to jshonline.com, and using the menu bar in the top right corner, you can navigate to the audio section, and that will bring up the first thing there will be Sentinel Watch. And once you click on that, you can see the entire archive of Sentinel Watch shows that we've produced. And you can sort by year if you're looking for something specific. But the short URL is jshonline.com/audio.
Wonderful. And just like the articles on JSH, if you share from the Sentinel Watch page, even if it's from the archives, even if it's from several years ago, that sharing link is free for whoever you send it to. Now, I'm going to turn over here to Natasha, because sometimes we get some questions about, I wish I could look up that citation that the guest was speaking about. What would you have to say about that, Natasha?
Well, I would say that actually on our webpage, if you're on the Sentinel Watch webpage, that each and every episode has links to all of the citations that are mentioned in the episode. So if the guest mentions something from the Bible, you'll find a link to that quote in the Bible. If they reference Mrs. Eddy's writings, you'll find that as well. We also link any articles from the JSH archives that they might mention, any previous Sentinel Watch episodes that they might mention, and anything from the various Christian Science Publishing Society products as well. You can find all of those links right on that page.
I think Natasha goes very meticulously through the audio to find all the citations that were mentioned and then find those on Concord in different places. Isn't that right?
Yeah. It's fun to kind of find new citations that maybe I hadn't heard before. And every once in a while, I'll miss one, or maybe we don't quite get one right. So we definitely welcome the feedback that we've gotten from our listeners that say, you know, hey, you missed one. It's great to have the engagement from everyone, and we're grateful for it.
Yeah, you have a whole team of producers with you out there making sure that we've got everything, don't we?
100%. And it's great. I love the fact that people care and they want to be involved and they want to help us out.
Yeah, definitely a team effort. Amy, I'm shifting back to you. We have production meetings every week, and sometimes we spend a lot of time going over titles because we know as we edit these shows, as we listen to them and they're being recorded, that no matter what the theme of the show is, there are some ideas that are applicable to everyone. And I wonder if you could speak just a little bit as to what goes into selecting a title and what your hope is for when somebody reads that title of the show and hopefully clicks on it.
Sure. Well, the job of the title is to get people to click and listen. And I would say that I think our team does a pretty good job of coming up with titles that are understandable to anybody.
Even non-Christian scientists.
Even people who know nothing about Christian Science. That's right. Yeah. But the thing is that what I would also say is sometimes people write in and say, you know, this program was really focused on young people and about college career, but I'm finding that I'm retired and the ideas in that program are still super helpful to me. So I think the one thing that I would say is that I hope our listeners, you know, have an open thought and realize that in every single program, there are spiritual ideas that really do apply to anything in your lives and your communities. So they're totally worth listening to, even if you see a title or a description of a program that you think, well, that doesn't really apply to me. I know that in every single program, I find some piece of metaphysical gold that really helps me in my practice of Christian Science. So I'm pretty sure you can too.
Yeah, we often talk about us being the first beneficiaries of the content. You know, we have to work with all of them, of course, but I personally get something out of every single program that we work with. And I've said this before, you know, I have to listen to each one multiple times. Sometimes I get more out of the third listen. So I will encourage our listeners once again to listen to our shows multiple times. It will improve our numbers, but also I think you'll get a lot out of it.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, thank you all for joining me. To wrap this up, why don't we go around the table and maybe just give listeners a little bit of a glimpse of what your process is like for producing this show. Let's start with you, Amy.
Okay. Well, the first thing that happens is we do have these weekly production meetings where we talk about things that we think need addressing, or sometimes somebody's written in a comment that says, I'd really love it if you created a program on, you know, this topic. And so we'll talk about it in our production meeting and think about people that might be a good guest for that segment. And it's really a collaborative effort. And I found that the shows are so much stronger because of that collaborative team effort. And then the next thing that happens is once we've drilled down on a guest or two that we're interested in talking to, I pick up the phone or email and I connect with that individual and see if they're willing to share. And we also really love it if somebody has an idea and they contact us and say, I have something that I might want to share on Sentinel Watch. And we have a discussion there too.
And Amy, I know that one of the reasons you make that first call is because we want the conversation with the host to be fresh. We don't want the host knowing the healing story that the guest is about to share or anything like that. These are real conversations that we're having.
Exactly. And it really does keep them fresh. I know I've heard from multiple people that when they listen to our programs, they feel like they're the third person at the cafe table or something like that. These are real conversations, and the hosts have real questions that they want answered.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. I'll move on to Sophie. What is the production process like for you, Sophie?
Yeah, thanks. Then after Amy meets with the potential guest, and once they confirm that there will be a guest on the show, then I start setting up times to record with the guest and the host. And I don't know if all listeners know this, but the majority of our guests are not in Boston in the studio with us. And they're able to call in using their smartphones. The technology these days is so good that it's almost indistinguishable. And I think that's one of my favorite things about Sentinel Watch. We have so much flexibility from our wonderful audio engineers to accommodate recording from all different locations. So that's one of the biggest things I do. And then when the actual recording happens, it's typically Amy, Carlos, and me in the background, and we listen carefully and we prayerfully support the recording. And we also think about things that maybe they need to expand upon at the end of the recording session. And so then we'll jump in at the end and say, oh, could you actually expand on this idea? And just thinking about what our listeners would want.
And speaking of guests joining us who are not in Boston, Natasha, where are you joining us from today?
I am actually in New Hampshire this morning, recording from my lovely desk that I have here.
That's a perfect example. You sound like you're in Boston with Amy and Sophie, and I'm actually in Texas. But I know you and Sophie also listen to the full show once it's fully produced so that you can sort of be the first listener and give any notes back. What kind of things are you listening for?
We're listening for any sort of technical glitches, anything that maybe didn't come out right in the edit, in the mastering process, that sort of thing.
Well, I want to thank you all for all the love that you put into these shows. I know that I get a lot out of it. I was a fan before I got to work with you guys, and I really love working with this team.
Well, Carlos, I actually would love to hear what you do in this editing process.
I mostly just ask Amy and Sophie and Natasha what to do. but I guess it's called the first edit. So when we record a show, I go through it for the first time. And I may go through it several times, like I said, and sometimes put things in different places if it feels like a part of the conversation helps build some bridges for a later part of the conversation, especially for the newcomer. So we take a lot of care to do that. But after me, it goes through Amy, then it goes through our editor, Ethel Baker. There are a lot of layers of people just really caring for these shows and loving them and working on them. Amy, are we leaving anybody out here?
We definitely are. And that's all of our wonderful listeners, because they're the most important component of our shows. You know, we love our hosts, we love our guests, but the listeners are taking these ideas and they're implementing them in their own lives. And that's helping heal the world, which is really wonderful.
There's such a great sense working on these podcasts that it's not just a podcast that we're putting out for people to listen to and sort of move on from them, but that it's almost like the seeds that are being planted. It's only the beginning of what these ideas are going to go out and do in the world.
That's exactly it.
I've been speaking with Amy Richmond, our executive producer, Sophie Ungerleiter, our associate producer, and Natasha Telshow, our production assistant. Thank you all for the love you put into this podcast. I know our listeners appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's a wonderful team. And by the way, you won't want to miss our other podcast this week. Have you noticed that the holidays are often centered around food and not always in a good way? Check out Jenny Sawyer's chat with Julie Ward, where she shares when food stopped being the enemy. You won't want to miss it. The link is in our show notes. Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Carlos Machado. The podcast, as you've heard, is produced by me, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond, with the support of Natasha Telshow. Our editor is Ethel Baker. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Ian Case. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo. See you soon.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.